let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A word from Brother Gene by Gene Webb Davis has been called priceless wisdom from a true spiritual elder. The word that Brother Gene brings is simple, sometimes humorous, very insightful as well. These autobiographical essays started as a column for a church newspaper. The column was well received, with many looking forward to seeing what Brother Gene would say next. With humor and a very mature wisdom, which she draws from her life experiences, often by a severe test of her own faith, a straightforward read, you'll be touched and engaged and even entertained as you see the word that Brother Gene has to say. Gene Davis has been a musician for over 50 years, teaching, playing the organ, and directing choirs. At the age of 55, she became a Methodist minister in Dallas, Texas. She found her voice in the pulpit as a preacher. She's a widow with two adult children, a grandchild, and great-grandchild. Gene Webb Davis, author of A Word from Brother Gene, is our guest on This Week in America. Gene, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
You know, the reviews of the book are excellent. You were touching so many lives. This is, I know, started off as these essays and people saying, boy, I can't wait for more. What was the inspiration in actually writing the book, A Word from Brother Gene?
Well, of course, I had written the columns, and it was pretty well received. But then I had to quit. I had 2 years of that. And I realized as I was reading back over them that I had a valuable resource that other people might be able to use. And as the more I read it, the more I realized I should get this out in some way. And so that was the beginnings of the book at that point. And then, of course, I wrote a whole lot of more things and to give it more volume.
Well, this is so interesting because you read this and you really feel like we know you. You talk about the highs and the lows of your life as well. You've got humor in the book as well. Talk about using some humor in there. That makes you very human when we see that human side, the humor come through.
Well, I was just talking with my daughter, and I was saying, I do use humor all the time. And we say, well, that's just the way I am. I couldn't help it. It just happens that way with me.
You know, as you read the book, you feel like you do know Brother Gene. The book is A Word from Brother Gene by Gene Webb Davis, our guest on the program. Book available at pageturner.us, the usual places. I'll give you a rundown of all those here in a few seconds. As you were writing the book, was there a particular audience in mind? And I asked that thinking, boy, this book is about for everybody. You can help us all through some of the problems in life, the obstacles in life we need to overcome. Was there a particular audience when you wrote the book? Put this together.
Yes, there really was, although I always felt that it was for everybody. But I particularly was thinking of the audience of dissatisfied people who were dissatisfied with the church's version of religion, and who were going off to have their own spiritual time. And I know how that is. You end up losing everything and you just forget about everything. And I had hoped that I could reach these dissatisfied people. And that's part of the reason why the humor and the interesting stories and all that, because I did hope to get them in to my web to see the beauty and the excitement of life when it's lived with God as your Savior and the Spirit of God in your life all the time. And that's what I was trying to do.
Well, a job well done. Again, the book is so well done, it touching so many people, and a number of stories in the book, a lot of the stories that, again, people can relate to, maybe similar circumstances in their lives. Why did you use so many of the stories? Because it's really a technique that reaches people. Just when we finish up one story, we're into another one. Why did you develop that format?
Well, because that really is the format for writing a sermon. And in the first place, I had wanted to be a Methodist preacher, but this was way back in the 1940s and 50s. And I was just a young teenager, but I wanted to do that. And I know that the technique that I would have used, because my father, who's a Methodist minister, he would have used this technique, and many others, that you tell a story to get people involved in it, and then after the story has percolated, so to speak,
yes,
you can give the wisdom that comes from the story. And the wisdom means so much more when there's this story backing it up. And so that's why I use stories, because it's the best way.
Well, it really is. The book is A Word from Brother Gene. The book is available for sale at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, as I mentioned. Chapter Indigos in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, basically worldwide. You can get a copy of the book, and you can link onto our website to get to order a copy, find out more information as well, thisweekinamerica.us. Do you need to be a Methodist to appreciate the book?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. Of course, I am a Methodist, so it's hard for me to be 100% sure.
Yes.
I don't think so at all. There would be some denominations that might not accept everything I'm saying, but what I'm saying is so basic that the Spirit of God is present with us. I think everybody believes that who's a Christian, and that when we surrender our lives to God, God makes it possible for us to live with joy and peace and to let go of the sadness and the horror and the difficulties that we have. And so I think that's universal in everybody's religion.
Well, it's interesting because it's not a great theology that you get into. It's very basic questions we all have. For example, how do we find time for God when we are so busy? And that's something all of us deal with. Our lives are going at 110 miles an hour, and we sometimes don't have time for God, and we try to figure out how to do that. So that's very basic. That's for everybody, isn't it?
I think so. I think so. And, of course, people have to want to find God. I mean, if they have pushed God out of their lives so that they don't even want to think about God, and there are a lot of people like that, then that's not going to help much. But for people who are trying to get to God in their life and failing, being too busy is one of the things that keeps people from putting God in their lives. And so, yes, and I tell how to do it in that chapter.
Well, yes, and the book is full of questions like that, and that's interesting just in getting your answer there. If we figure, boy, I just don't have time for God, then the question you raise is we should ask ourselves, are we shutting God out? Are we trying to find questions about time for God? I mean, it's a very basic question. So much in the book, A Word from Brother Gene, the book is autobiographical in a sense, isn't it?
Yes, it is, absolutely. Because it's my life, and that's where God has happened, and I just need to share what the Holy Spirit being in my life, what a difference it has made. And I also want to say that we don't just find God once and say, I have done it, now I've got God, and I'm perfect. Because we have to, even the great theologian has to keep refinding God over and over again. And for instance, I have found it took me almost 20 years to write this book because I had so much sickness going on. But I would think, as the months would go by, I would think, well, I know everything about this. You know, I've written a book. But then God was out of my life, and I was feeling unhappy with God and unhappy with life. And that's when I was lost. And I found that if I pull my manuscript up and read my own chapters and stuff that I had written, it would remind me of what I needed to do and be to find God again. And that it seems sort of strange that I had to read my own book to find out what I needed to know. But we all need to re-find God. And I feel like this book is a real help because it's helped me to find God again when I would lose him. And I would become discouraged. And I would say, hey, you're not supposed to be discouraged, Gene. You have God in your life. And I think, oops, I don't know where he is. And so I'd get my book and find out.
Well, it's interesting that you learned something in writing this book, as we have done. And again, I go back to that relatability factor with you and what you write in the book, A Word from Brother Gene, because all of us go through that. The book is certainly for everybody, everyday people that go through these questions. You mentioned theologians before. Is this a book for them as well? Are you getting feedback from them?
Not yet. The book really hasn't been out growing until now. And so I think that I will get that some. I know my family member who read the book a year or so ago. He said, I realized, Gene, that I needed to use each chapter as a resource for my prayer time. You know, in other words, he was having prayer times. He was having a relationship with God. Yes. But in reading these, he felt that he needed to let it sink in on him and think about it and just read one chapter a night. And that's what he did. And it made a lot of difference. And he really liked that. So he was a very good Christian, very active in the church. And yet this made a difference for him.
In the book, A Word from Brother Gene, and the author is Gene Webb Davis. Gene is J-E-A-N-N-E, Webb Davis. Book at pageturner.us. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. You present funny stories in there about church life. Talk about incorporating those, because it really humanizes the church, ministers in the church, with that humor. It really, again, I go back to humor, and that really sets the book apart from so many others out there. Talk about including the funny stories about church life.
Well, I am, besides helping people find God, I want to help people find the church again. And they may say, well, not my church, but I want to hear them find out that there is a church that Christ Jesus established, and that it is possible to find it. And by telling these stories about the church, you get the people doing bad things and irritating things and silly things and everything, because that's who we are. We're real people in the church, and we have our foibles, and we have our mistakes that we make, and we need to ask for forgiveness and all of that sort of thing. And I think that these stories help to make the church more human. Because sometimes people put the church out there as they think they're better than everybody or something like that.
Yes.
And this funny stories of the church makes it more human, makes it more like the rest of us.
Well, yeah,
I do really feel that people need a church to be in order to grow and to keep their faith and to make a difference in the world.
Well, you make it sound much more inviting.
I believe that this was carried by Jesus.
Well, you bring that message to make it sound much more, again, relatable, much more inviting. A Word from Brother Gene by Gene Webb Davis. People are probably asking, Brother Gene, but it sounds like that's a woman that Rick is talking to on the program.
Yes.
Tell me about how you got the name Brother Gene.
Well, when I was young and wanted to be a minister, and I was a girl, and they didn't take girls into the ministry in the 40s and 50s, I had a real problem with masculinity cutting me off from what I wanted to do.
Yep.
So years and years went by, and I was in music and doing all these things, and my husband was a minister, and I was helping him with his church. But it wasn't until 1990 that my husband said, Gene, you've got to go back to the preaching possibilities, to seminary. You've just got to do this, because I really wasn't happy like I needed to be. I loved music, and it was very nice, but I wasn't doing what I really wanted to do, which was preach. And so he said, you've got to do it. So I did, and sure enough, I got a full-time church, and it was just wonderful, wonderful. But then my health fell apart, and I couldn't carry on. But at any rate, my husband, back when I was in seminary, he started calling me Brother Gene to tease me. And so when someone would call me, he'd say, Brother Gene. And that's how it got started. And when I was out at this church full time, they were had never had a woman minister out there, and so they said, "Well, we don't know what to call you. We they didn't know anything. They were horrified at this woman coming out there, and so we don't know what to call you." And so I just smiled and said, "You can call me Brother Gene." And they thought that was hilarious. And they laughed and laughed, and they thought it was great. In fact, all the little churches in town started calling me Brother Gene. And when I got back to Dallas and was in a church there, oh, all those people got such a kick out of calling me Brother Gene. So that's how it got started.
You know, and it stayed with you all through this time. That's the name of the book, A Word from Brother Gene. I'm fascinated by the fact that you were 55 before you became the minister, you got in the pulpit, and a younger audience may be listening and going, well, if she wanted to be a preacher so bad, a minister, why didn't she just become one? That was a different time back then, wasn't it? You just couldn't do it.
There simply weren't women.
Yes.
Now, I have known about one or two who became missionaries out in the sticks somewhere, where, you know, they were just taking care of people who needed help. Missionaries, women could do that because you couldn't get enough men, I guess. But no, you couldn't. Women just didn't do the thing in the churches and everything. Just didn't.
What was it like when you got those first couple times you got in the pulpit and you're there and you're able to share your message that's been pent up for so many years? You wanted to do this. You've got a great personality. You're able to relate to people. What was that like up there? And you're able to shape lives and to answer questions that a lot of them had. That had to be an exciting time of your life.
It was just so wonderful. I can't even describe it. It was just Every Sunday when I would finish preaching, I would just, go like, oh, yes, this was so wonderful. This is what I have wanted to do for 55 years, and here I am, here I am doing it. And it was such a blessing, just such a blessing.
Well, it's a shame society was like that and kept you for 20, 30, 40 years away from being on the pulpit. But you're doing it now. You don't have the pulpit, but you've got the book out there, A Word from Brother Gene. I mentioned Page Turner, and I know you've worked with them on the book. Talk about that relationship. And it's one thing to write the book. It's another to get it published and getting it out there so people can read and you can share your message.
Yes, I initially in 2013 had the book self-published and everything, but they had people to call me to tell me what I could do to sell the book and everything. And I really tried, but I was really getting sicker and sicker at the time. And some of the things that they suggested I do, I just couldn't do it. And finally, I got so sick that I had to just get out of the business at all. And so that was very hard. And the book was just lying there, not being sold, and people not reading it. And I felt so sad about that. I felt like, my gosh, when I wrote this, it was like I was preaching. It was the closest to preaching that I get. And I really, really wanted to get it out there. And then Page Turner called me up and said that they had been recommended, my book had been recommended to them. And so they then took it on, and they have really pushed it, and they have done so much to make it valuable and interesting to people. For instance, like going on this with you. So that's the thing. They're just a great group of people in that they're trying to get my book out there, and that's what I wanted.
Well, I'm glad they connected us. It's been a fun conversation with Gene Webb Davis. The book is A Word from Brother Gene. You'll find it at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, as I mentioned, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot of other places. I want to ask one more question, and I probably shouldn't do this, and we don't have a lot of time, but it's interesting. One of the questions, one of the issues you address in the book is, how can we find hope and joy and peace when the world around us is so chaotic? I mean, it's just, it's hard to watch the news anymore. It's hard to pick up a newspaper. How do we find joy, peace in all of this?
Well, the only way we can is if we have surrendered our expectations to God's hands. Because there are so many times in this past few months when all I could do was say, "Dear God, you have got to take care of this. I can't do anymore." And put our prayers and our hopes into God's hands. And that's the best that we can do at a time like this. Yes, there are many things that we can go out and do, but if we're sick like me, you can't go out and do those things.
Well, that's so great advice. And yes. So much of that is in Gene's book. And I might mention that the video that we're doing on YouTube, you'll find it there. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, click on videos, you go to YouTube, and you will find it. If you Google it, I'm sure you'll find it as well, with Gene Webb Davis. That's J-E-A-N-N-E Webb Davis. The book is A Word from Brother Gene. Gene, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I love your enthusiasm. The book is touching people. You're just not up on the pulpit. You're doing it in a paper form now, or if people have Kindle, you're doing it in Kindle form as well. You're touching lives, and it's been fun. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you for letting me.
It has been our pleasure. And once again, the book is A Word from Brother Gene Webb Davis, our guest. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.